It's me, Buffy. Welcome to the Travel Unit.
And it's me, Jeffrey.
I'm really, really happy to teach you guys today. 今天啊，要带大家去哪里旅游呢？
Today, we'd like to introduce some unique universities in Taiwan.
是的，今天要介绍台湾特色大学的美景给大家哦。What are we waiting for? Let's get started and take a look at today's conversation.
Taiwan's unique universities.
We need to think of some places to film our project.
What kind of setting are we looking for?
Our topic is on universities with a great environment for students.
So, we should look for places with a relaxing atmosphere.
That's a start. Do you have any suggestions?
The first place that comes to my mind is Tonghai University.
Right! The campus is absolutely beautiful.
There are green hills and luscious trees.
Also, the school is famous for the Luce Memorial Chapel.
I think it's the perfect place to shoot.
Environment. Environment. Noisy offices can sometimes be poor working environments. Noisy offices can sometimes be poor working environments. Campus. Campus. George got lost on campus.While looking for his class. George got lost on campus while looking for his class. Hill. Hill. Many people like to walk in the hills outside the city. Many people like to walk in the hills outside the city.Shoot, shoot, shoot, shot, shot. Ben likes to shoot many photos while he is on vacation. Ben likes to shoot many photos while he is on vacation.
All right, let's get started.
Sure.
Jamie begins. He says...We need to think of some places to film our project.
好的，对话一开始啊 ，Jamie 就说我们需要找几个地方来 film 拍摄我们的 project 报告咯。
We often use the word project to mean job.
Okay.
But it's a special job that has a start.And a finish, so it's not the kind of job that you do every day.
Oh, that's right. Project 这里指的是 a piece of work involving careful study of a subject over a period of time done by school or college students. 所以今天的主角啊，有可能会是两位大学生咯。So, how does Chris respond?
Chris responds with a question.
Okay.
He asks...What kind of setting are we looking for?
要拍片当然要有场地啦，所以 Chris 就问说，那我们需要找怎样的 setting 呢？ Setting 是名词，表示背景或者是舞台的布景，它是由动词 set, S-E-T 来的。
It's an important question. The setting should fit whatever the movie is about.Right?
Exactly. 总不能在连锁咖啡店拍古装剧吧？酷搜影片是可以啦，不过像是讲究真实性的电影可就不行咯。你能想象悲惨世界的电影场景在台湾吗？ Well, I hope I made myself clear. Let's continue with the conversation.
All right. Jamie says, our topic is on universities with a great environment for students.
Okay, 所以 Jamie 就说啦，我们的主题 topic 是关于拥有良好教学环境的大学。那这边的 on 可以用 about 代替，表示有关或者是关于。So the great environment, so are they talking about like pollution, water pollution, air pollution?
Actually, they're not talking about air pollution. It's easy to think that. Mm-hmm. Usually when we say the word environment, you'll think about clean air, clean water.
That's right.
But environment is more than clean air. Here, environment means the conditions that affect behavior and development of someone. And that someone here would mean a student.
Oh, thanks for your explanation. Environment 是今天的第一个单字，它是一个名词，表示环境或者是四周状况的意思。
This example sentence, however, involves someone at work. Noisy offices can sometimes be poor working environments. Okay, again, noisy offices can sometimes be poor working environments.
吵闹的办公室啊，有时候会是很糟的工作环境哦。
So, students need a good environment in which to learn.
Absolutely. 学习环境是相当重要的，相信同学们都有很良好的学习环境，所以要好好珍惜哦。
Next, Chris says, so, we should look for places with a relaxing atmosphere.
那我们回到对话， Chris 就说啦，也许我们应该找提供轻松的 atmosphere 的地方。Atmosphere 就是气氛， a heavy atmosphere 呢就是气氛很尴尬啦，大家都没话说，然后有点改忧的感觉。那校园气氛轻松惬意，学生当然就会更开心的学习咯。
So let's talk about environment and atmosphere.
Okay.
When it comes to studying, again, because both these words we use to talk about the air pollution.But we're talking about studying this time.
好，那现在呢，我们要来讨论一下环境跟气氛对于学习呢会有什么影响。
Lots of people want quiet places.
Like me.
Like libraries, or maybe mostly quiet places, like me, such as coffee shops.
Well, I agree with you on libraries, but in Taiwan, coffee shops are not as quiet as you think.
Yeah, people like to play games and
chat
a lot.
相信你读书的时候啊，不会希望有人在旁边吵吵闹闹吧？所以啊，图书馆会是一个不错的选择，因为呢，它很安静哦。
But there is a lot more to a university than just a study room.
That's right.
We will see Jamie and Chris focus on what's outside a lot more.
Okay, so does Jamie like Chris's idea? What does he say?
Jamie agrees with Chris about a relaxing atmosphere and says, that's a start. Do you have any suggestions?
好啦 ,Jamie 就回答，好吧，至少就是个开始。你有任何建议吗？ Suggestion 是名词，表示建议、提议。它的动词是 suggest, S-U-G-G-E-S-T。那在这边呢，帮各位整理了我们较常看到表示建议或意见的英文单字 advice, opinion, suggestion 的不同。advice 是忠告，表示啊比较依据个人经验、学识或者是正确判断下的建议。那 opinion 是泛指对任何人事物的想法。那 suggestion 呢，就是比 advice 还要再委婉一些些，它着重在改进工作困难，但是呢，这个建议不见得是正确的，只能做参考。
Jamie is asking Chris to give him the name of a relaxing place.
Well, maybe he can think of some places on his own.可以自己想想看啦、同学啊，在做分组报告的时候可不要一直叫别人想，一直叫别人做哦，自己都不想不做呢。好吧， Chris 好像已经心有所属了。What does he say?
Chris says, the first place that comes to my mind is Donghai University.
Oh, 他第一个想到的地方呢是东海大学。Come to mind 就是 to enter or appear in your thoughts. 进入或者是出现在你想法的某人事物。东海大学确实是不错的选择哦。那原因是什么呢？让我们继续看下去。
Jamie says, right, the campus is absolutely beautiful.
Jamie 就回答，没错 ,the campus is absolutely beautiful. 哇，东海校园美呆了。Absolutely 是副词，表示绝对的，完全的。To emphasize something that is completely true, like you are absolutely right.
Thank you.
你说的一点也没错。Now it's Jeffrey's turn to explain the word campus.
A campus is the buildings of a university, college, hospital, or large business, and the land around them.
这里呢，我们看到 campus 就是名词，校园、校区或者是园区的意思。那在校园内要用介系词 on campus, like no smoking on campus,就是校园内禁烟，可别说成 no smoking in campus 哦。
Okay, here's an example sentence. George got lost on campus while looking for his class. George got lost.On campus while looking for his class.
在找班级的时候啊，乔治在校园里迷了路了。哇，可能是校园太大咯。
Well, anyone who has ever visited Taida or National Taiwan University, I think that's what it's called, NTU.
That's right.
If you visited that campus, you can understand what a big campus looks like. Not just the buildings, but all the landon the outside of those buildings, too.
我是有经过台湾大学的校门口啦，然后还有逛过那边的商圈，从门口看进去呢，感觉真的就是蛮大、蛮宽广的哦。
But of course, smaller universities might only have a building.
That's true. Okay, let's continue with our conversation.
Chris talks more about Donghai University. He says...There are green hills and luscious trees.
哇，那东海大学除了有很漂亮的校园以外，还有什么呢？还有绿色山丘和茂盛的树。Luscious, 茂盛、葱郁的意思。Now it's your turn to explain hill.
Oh, hill. Well, a hill is an area of land that is higher than the land around it, but not as high as a mountain.
Exactly. Hill 就是名词山丘、丘陵的意思。这边补充一个片语 over the hill, 就是年老色衰的意思。
Many people like to walk in the hills outside the city. One more time. Many people like to walk in the hills outside the city.
许多人喜欢在城市外的丘陵里散步。
Okay, and that example sort of showed the difference between mountain and a hill. Hills are easy to walk over. A mountain you need to climb or hike.
That's right. 同学有记起来的吗？登山爬山要用 climb a mountain. So we can say climb a hill.
You could, but only if it's a very high hill. You wouldn't usually say that.
好吧，那东海校园很漂亮啊，有山丘和茂盛的树林，感觉跟大自然很亲近。不知道还有什么特色呢？
So, then Jamie says, also, the school is famous for the Luce Memorial Chapel.
没错啦，东海最有名的就是路思义教堂咯。它其实也是新人拍婚纱的热门景点之一耶。It's very relaxing and beautiful. 那不知道 Chris 是不是同意呢？
Chris says, I think it's the perfect place to shoot.
看样子他同意咯，因为他说啊，我觉得这是绝佳的拍摄地点。
So shoot is a verb, and it means to make a movie、
That's、
or、
right.
take a photograph of something.、
shoot 是动词，表示拍摄影片的意思。它的三态是 shoot, shot, shot.
And here's an example. Ben likes to shoot many photos while he is on vacation. Ben likes to shoot many photos while he is on vacation.
Ben 在休假时呢，喜欢拍摄照片。
All right, that's the end of part one, so it's time for our wrap-up.
好，今天 Chris 跟 Jamie picked a really nice place for shooting their school project. and which I graduated from. 其实我是从那里毕业的哦。
It looks like a beautiful place to study.
That's right. 那明天还会介绍哪一间特色大学呢？期待一下吧。See you tomorrow.
See you next time.
Big Fun 小聚会。
No, I was defeated by you. I feel so defeated.
Hello, 我是 Evita, 欢迎收看 A Plus 小聚会。同学们有好好注意刚才的对话吗？三句话当中都有 defeat, D-E-F-E-A-T 这个字，意思都或是一样的吗？首先第一句，刚刚打电动打赢了所说的 I defeated you, I defeated you, 意思是我打败你了。当 defeat 作为动词，而且是及物动词，状态是主动时，意思是战胜、击败。那造一个句子 ，My brother defeats me every time when we play chess。每次下西洋棋，我哥哥都打败我。那表示说我哥哥西洋棋很厉害啊。那再回到短句中的第二句 ，I'm defeated by you。I'm defeated by you， 就是我被你打败了。所以好，那最后一句。I feel so defeated 或是什么意思呢 defeat 加上动这个动词加上 ed 变成形容词表示是挫败所以 I feel so defeated 就是我感到很挫败 defeat 真是太好用了一次学到三种用法同学们要好好复习哦明天见啦拜拜
Chit Chat
Thank you soMuch.
No problem.
我说谢谢你，你怎么回我没问题？不是 You're welcome.
之前 Laura 老师有教过大家，我们学英文的时候不可以只学一种说法哦，要不然讲来讲去啊，老是讲那一句。像是打招呼的时候，大家只会说 Hi, how are you? 感谢人的时候，大家不外乎就是说那101句的 Thank you.那之前其实罗老师都已经教过你用不同方式来打招呼啦还有说谢谢所以今天要延续这样的概念来教教大家如何回应感谢哦相信大家比较熟悉的就是 You're welcome 来表示不客气可是你知道吗其实呢在口语中美国人呢他更常用 No problem 嗯没有错 No problem 一般是用来表示没问题 OK 啦像是如果有人说 I'm hungry, let's go get something to eat 另外一个人可能说 OK, 没问题就是说 Sure, no problem 不过其实在生活会话当中如果有人给你道谢的时候啦或者是不小心撞到你的时候道歉的时候呢一般你也可以用 no problem 来表示哎呦没关系啦或是没什么这样子的意思哦那除了可以用 no problem 还有这个 you're welcome 我们还可以怎么样回应呢我们可以说 not at all 就是哎呦没什么啦还有呢就是 it's really nothing 就是哎呦这真的没有什么只是小事一桩啦还有呢你也可以说 it's my pleasure 就是这是我的荣幸你也可以说 I didn't do much 哎呦我没有做什么还有 I'm glad I could help 很高兴可以帮得上忙以及呢Anytime, 随时都乐意帮忙。还有 ，Don't mention it, 不用客气啦。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
所以下次有人跟你说 Thank you 的时候，试试看可以用 No problem, Anytime 更道地的句子，而不是老是回 You're welcome 哦。
Taiwan's unique universities.
We need to think of some places to film our project.
What kind of setting are we looking for?
Our topic is on universities with a great environment for students.
So, we should look for places with a relaxing atmosphere.
That's a start. Do you have any suggestions?
The first place that comes to my mind is Tonghai University.
Right! The campus is absolutely beautiful.
There are green hills and luscious trees.
Also, the school is famous for the Luce Memorial Chapel.
I think it's the perfect place to shoot.
Environment. Environment. Noisy offices can sometimes be poor working environments. Noisy offices can sometimes be poor working environments. Campus. Campus. George got lost on campus while looking for his class. George got lost on campus while looking for his class. Hill. Hill. Many people like to walk in the hills outside the city. Many people like to walk in the hills outside the city. Shoot. Shoot. Shoot, shot, shot. Ben likes to shoot many photos while he is on vacation. Ben likes to shoot many photos while he is on vacation.